What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. How are you doing, JP?
Oh, hungry on a Monday.
Hungry on a Monday. I've been there. I know how those go.
Besides that, it could be a lot worse, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Doing well. I'm a little red. Got sunburned from this past track meet, but I'm doing well.
You'll be all right, man. You already got some pigmentation, so you won't like get all red and peel.
Yo, I'm pretty red right now.
Or maybe you will.
I've never seen my skin get this red before. It's ridiculous. My face is, it's like a lobster or something.
I mean, it could have been worse. It was supposed to rain, right?
I mean, I would have took something to cool down my face.
But you can't have a track meet if it's raining, right?
Nah, yeah, as long as there's no lightning or thunder, we're good to go.
That sounds awful, running sprints in the rain.
Oh, man, it's pretty fun. Like, you know, runners are a little insane, you know? We aren't all the way there. Like, we kind of like stuff like that, man. It's pretty intense. I'm trying to figure out who the fastest is while it's raining. It's like a comic book or something, man. It's all good in games, man.
So speaking of that, if you're new to The Positive Truth, we do uplifting and positive news on Monday and Wednesdays, and we talk about an issue and how you can change it for the better on Fridays. And my first two positive news stories are about running.
Oh, nice. I'm ready to hear this.
So basically, there was an institute, and they're called the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. And basically what they said was they studied marathon runners, and they realized like the health gains that they got from running, they took marathon runners and they studied their fitness level 4 and 8 weeks after they stopped running. And what they found was the people that did nothing, like they did no physical exercise 4 to 8 weeks after that marathon, they were still getting the benefits of running. It lasted for 2 months after running.
Wow.
Oh, that's just the beginning. I got another one. So the New York Times put out an article that said running may be the single most effective exercise to increase life expectancy. At running an hour adds 7 hours to your life on average.
Wow. That's, man, both of those are, wow.
The analysts, like, this study was a Cooper Institution in Dallas, and they found as little as 5 minutes of daily running increased your lifespan. It didn't matter, like, they said, study found people tended to live about 3 additional years, even if they run slowly or sporadically, smoke, drink, or overweight. I mean, I like to lift weights. I hate running, so this is bad for me. This means I probably need to start running.
Yo, I love running. It's definitely keeps me sane.
So, yeah. Man,
that's awesome. Those are definitely some awesome positive news stories, especially for everybody that's running in these marathons. I know there's a lot of marathons going on all around the world right now, so that's definitely some more motivation right there.
Running tends to drop the risk of premature death by 12%. They say on average, just run for like 2 hours per week and you get benefits of it.
And that's not hard to do at all. That's literally, you know, run a couple days or a couple times a day for 15 minutes and you can get all that time in. It's not hard at all. If you go to the gym, get on the treadmill, do something. It's so easy, and the first time you do it, it's hard, but then the next time you do it, it gets easier and easier and easier. By the time, you know, a month from when you started, you'll be running 6-7 miles and won't even be struggling.
Let's not push it, Tim.
Yeah, all right. I'm thinking about my high school kids. Yeah. I mean, maybe you'll be running, you know, 2-3 miles without struggling for sure, though, without stopping, too.
Running is so boring.
Man, I hear you, but, like, once you find that rhythm, it's just smooth, and then you zone out, and all of a sudden, you're at, like, running way faster than you thought you could run, way longer than you thought you could run. It's self-rewarding, for sure.
I just think it's really uplifting, because we're very instant gratification with things we do. It's like, I lift weights, so when most people lift, it's like, why do I not look like Arnold after a month?
That's exactly why I don't lift, JP.
And the thing with running is, it's like, this feels awful, I want to die, but the benefits last for forever, basically. For 4 to 8 weeks after you stop running a marathon, it just shows you, like, the benefits are there, they just come later. And I just think that's really uplifting now that we have scientific evidence to confirm it.
That is awesome that we have scientific evidence to confirm it, man. That, like, shows everybody when I was younger I'm not crazy.
Maybe a little, Tim.
Yeah, I give you that.
What do you got?
Oh, man, my first news story, actually, it's kind of wild. There's actually a video to it. So if you guys want to check it out, go to the Positive Truth Podcast on Facebook and make sure you guys follow, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. But it's actually a UPS driver from Haverhill, Massachusetts. You know, he was doing his job driving down the street, and he noticed a fire at this house. So he was like, yo, let me knock on the door. Goes over, bangs on the door, and was like, hey, your house is on fire. And it was a woman, a man, and their daughter. They were inside, and they could smell it, but they thought it was somebody grilling down the street or something. They didn't really know it was coming from their house. So, you know, they rushed outside, and they realized, you know, there was a big fire. The UPS man didn't even think or anything, saw the fire, and grabbed their water hose and started putting it out. And the whole thing was actually, not the whole thing, but the UPS man actually putting out the fire with the water hose was actually caught on video by a neighbor across the street, which I'm going to upload it up to on Facebook so you guys can check it out. And the video is actually pretty cool because these flames were like way bigger than he thought. He said he thought they were probably like 10, 12 foot flames, but these flames were legit about 15 to 20 feet high. Like, it was ridiculous how he was putting it out with this little water hose. And check this out. By the time the fire department got there, he put the fire out himself.
Okay, first off, 10 feet, that's not a small flame. Myself, well, I'm running.
Yeah, I don't mess with fires either. I'm definitely like trying to get all the people out and let's roll. No, man, he pretty much didn't think they were as high as I thought. And whenever he saw the video, he was like, oh, man, what was I thinking? Like, that's how big those flames were. So he's on the same boat as you. If he would have saw those in hindsight, he would have ran. But he's definitely, Peter Brown is his name. He's definitely seen as a hero.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. Great job, Peter Brown. Great job.
For sure.
So, Tim,
what you got for us?
What was yesterday? Sunday.
Yesterday was Easter, man.
So, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, their bomb squad, they basically, their tech specialists, they did an Easter egg hunt for the blind and visually impaired. And they put beeping Easter eggs out in a field that they designed to help to have an Easter egg hunt for the kids that normally couldn't do it.
That is so cool. Man, oh, my bad, JP. I got like super excited.
I mean, that's it. That's it. You know what I mean? That's it. It's just that cool.
That's so cool, man. One of my nieces and one of my nephews, we did an Easter egg hunt this past Wednesday because we weren't going to see them on Easter. And did it in the backyard, and that's always fun. You know, I love Easter. It's a fun holiday. You know, the kids always get to look at eggs, and, you know, there's a bigger meaning to it and all that good stuff. But Easter's a pretty cool holiday. So for somebody to do that, and egg hunts are, like, the coolest thing to do. And for kids that couldn't do it, and now they could because they did that, man, that's awesome.
Absolutely. Tim, what you got?
Man, my next story, it's actually about cats. I'm not a big cat guy. I'm more of a dog guy, as you guys know. Captain the dog is my dog. Basically, IKEA, they donated in Toronto, donated 10 doll beds to this animal shelter. The animal shelter is called, I can't even say it, Etobicoke. Etobicoke, maybe? Etobicoke Humane Society.
Where is this at?
It's also in Toronto.
Got you.
Right. They donated 10 doll beds for the cats, and they also donated $300 because they did a fundraising project the employees did in that building, and they chose that Humane Society as the selected charity. And the cool thing about this video is they donated the 10 beds, and they gave the money, but they also made a video that everybody can check out on our Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast, and even on our Twitter at TPT_podcast. What do you got, JP?
Cat beds from IKEA. I've heard things about IKEA. Have you ever been to one?
No, I haven't, man. I like have no reason to go to IKEA. I don't even know where an IKEA is at. Now that I think about
There's one in Dallas.
Yeah, I don't go to Dallas that often.
I've been to the malls in Dallas more than I've been to the one across the street from my apartment.
Well, you probably can like walk right past the one from down the street from your apartment, man.
Good point. So if you're wondering where you're at, where we are at, we're in Oklahoma City. And I have two positive news stories from Oklahoma City.
Oh, snap.
So in Edmond, Oklahoma, that's basically a suburb on the north portion of Oklahoma City. 600 students in their lunch line. Like there's a Summit Middle School. And right. 600 students go through the lunch line every day. But a dad recently donated money to fit the bill for kids that couldn't afford their lunch, like their basic lunches. So in Edmond, if you can't afford to pay for your meal, you get an alternative meal, which is basically like a cheese sandwich and an apple. You don't get all the really good food the other kids are getting. And when you're in middle school, actually it doesn't matter how old you are, that's really embarrassing.
Right.
So the father, you know, wanted to remain anonymous. This past Thursday, he donated $100. That was enough to pay for 36 meals. And then he donated $700, like, basically this past week. So he's paying for any kid that can't afford to, like, get an average meal. And I just think that's awesome, man.
So, man, that is awesome. And it's to remain anonymous is, like, the coolest way to do something nice like that, man. Because you're not asking for anything in return. You're just doing something kind from your heart.
Speaking of doing something kind from your heart, a veteran, he got ALS, and he had to be put on a Tolby device.
Man.
But this past weekend, 11-year-old special needs girl who was wheelchair bound, her Tolby device was basically stolen from her house by home burglars.
Right.
Tolby devices cost $15,000. So this guy, his name is Marion Parker. He was Vietnam era Air Force medic. He gave his old Tolby device to the young girl's family. I just think it's awesome.
Man, that is awesome. That's really, really awesome. Especially to it, man, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's my word for the day. Awesome.
Do you have an awesome news story for us, Tim?
Oh, yeah, man. Check this out. I got another visual you guys can check out on Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast. So about a month ago, this humpback whale got caught in some fishing nets. And the RNLI and some British divers, they joined forces to help rescue this whale because it almost drowned. It was underwater for about 2 hours before they actually got it out from this nets. So now this is real recent, like 1 month later in current time, the same whale came back to around the spot where it got caught and it put on a magnificent show. All the people said that were watching, the whale just kept coming up, jumping out of the water, going back in, jumping up and just putting on a show for everybody. And somebody actually got about 22 second video of this whale jumping out of the water. But they said they could tell it was the same whale because they saw the rope burns on the whale because it kept jumping up so much. But they thought it was pretty awesome. And it was one of the most beautiful things that they've ever seen in their life, that a whale came up more than 25 times in a row. So if you guys want to check a video out like that, that's pretty awesome to see something, you know, you definitely don't hear about every day. Check out our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast. Make sure you guys like the video, share it, and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. That's pretty crazy, man.
Yeah, for sure. I was kind of like, I didn't believe it, man. And then I had to watch a little 22-second video. And I was like, wait a minute, this is kind of cool.
Yeah. Whales kind of terrify me. Because, you know, very large animal can swallow you whole. I'm not trying to be like Jonah.
I agree.
Keep the Easter theme going. But, yeah, that's pretty crazy. If it jumped out 25 times, there's only a 22-second video?
Yeah, man, I don't know what people were thinking. Like, that's what I was just like, so am I going to see at least, you know, 10, 12 of these? No. Like, legit, 22 seconds. And I think he only jumped out like three times in that 22 seconds. But still, I mean, they said they kept their safe distance because they didn't want to, you know, anybody to freak out or the whale to freak out or anything like that.
Well, that is pretty cool. Actually, my last story, I've had this thing for like a week and I totally forgot about it. So, it's a device. It uses human tears to detect breast cancer.
Whoa, for real?
Yeah, man. It's in testing right now. The first tests have it twice as effective as a mammogram. So basically, the test is they take the tears out your eyes. 20 to 30 minutes later, lines appear that will tell you whether cancer is present in your body or not. And it's like, man, the size of a flat, like, you know, the little flash sticks you stick in your computer, like a flash drive?
Flash drive, right? Right.
It's that big. I just think it's awesome. Technology.
JP, that's more than awesome, man. That's a game changer for sure. For people to find out they have cancer in their body just by taking the tear out of their eye, it's kind of like when somebody has diabetes, you know how they get their finger pricked?
Yeah.
It's less painful than that, and it's probably just as easy. You probably put it on a little tab, and boom. Like, how long does it take for it to tell you?
20 to 30 minutes.
Man, like, that's nothing.
No.
Like, for real, like, for something that major, that's nothing.
That's awesome,
JP.
That's an episode of The Positive Truth.
For sure. You're absolutely right.
Tim, do you have a positive quote?
JP, I do not, man. And I was like giving all kind of motivational speeches the other day, and right now I have nothing. I should look one up real quick if you don't have one.
I think I got one.
Ooh, nice.
We can't be free unless we're all free. There's no me and no you. There's just us.
I liked it.
Okay. Delayed reaction.
Well, yeah, I was like thinking. I was like, you know what? I do like that. My bad. I was like talking to myself in my head. I'm exhausted.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Hopefully, after hearing this podcast, all the listeners are less exhausted, less depressed about their day, and feel more optimistic about the world around them. That's our goal. On Friday, we're going to talk about how difficult it is to become a U.S. citizen. We're going to break down some of these concepts that aren't true. We're going to talk about, you know, challenges to becoming a U.S. citizen. And it's a really good episode. Until then, we'll be back on Wednesday. Tim, did I miss anything?
No, guys, man, just make sure you follow us on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast, on Instagram at The Positive Truth, also on YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
With that, we're out.
Stay positive.